For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the pregame with Matt and Jax.
This is pregame. I'm Matt.
I'm Jax.
And we are back after, I guess, 2 weeks off? Did we take 2 weeks off on accident?
Yeah, kind of. It just kind of happened. It's been a minute.
I mean, sports doesn't stop, but, you know, the pregame clearly does because we were... We were
celebrating things. It was the holidays. It was a new year. Things happened.
Yeah, people take breaks, right?
Right.
Maybe we should have just had evergreen content where we were like, all right, well, Bama's going to win this one by 17. Just not say who they're playing.
Right.
Just have like a big
opening. It could have been anyone.
Anyways, this might be like our busiest week to date.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, we have less football to cover after this week, but we'll start covering the NBA more, which, to be fair, the NBA is kind of boring right now, so it needs like another week to get the wheels greased.
To kind of unfold, yes.
Yeah. And we'll have the college football championship coverage, tons of college basketball games, and oh yeah, the NFL playoffs are kind of a thing right now.
A huge thing.
And we'll also cover the NFL coaching vacancies.
Yes.
That may or may not have been filled by now, which as of right now, the ones that we're covering haven't. Anyways, this week's matchups that we have to look forward to, starting with the National Football Championship game on Monday. Number one, Bama is taking on number three, Ohio State. I'm going to go ahead and say this first before anything else. I hate both of these teams and kind of wish we could just cancel the game, but really, you know, if OSU puts up points on a tougher defense, this game is going to be interesting, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone can stop Alabama right now. I know you might say that could be biased by me being a Bama fan, but also the fact that it's really true because teams just haven't been able to stop them. And if you need to see any more proof of that, look at the replay of Najee Harris jumping over the hurdle that guy for Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean, he started at the 10-yard line and then ended in, you know, 80 yards, 90 yards down the field after he leaped that guy.
Or the fact that Devontae Smith also just won the Heisman, and all the Heisman finalists are on the Alabama offense.
Yeah. Not a homer at all there.
No, not at all. But seriously, no, it should be an interesting matchup. Can Ohio State match up with them? Can they keep up with their offensive abilities? Because they put a pretty good display on against Clemson.
Yeah, they did. All right, shifting gears a little bit. Number four, Texas taking on number 14, West Virginia. Might as well go ahead and say that we're talking about college basketball here. Mm-hmm. That might help. It should be a good college basketball matchup. Two really solid coaches, but I think Shaka and the Longhorns have just a little bit more talent, and Bob Huggins might want to bring, you know, an extra stool to sit in because he may toss the first one.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, we're not making our picks yet in this one, but Texas, very balanced team, and they're showing just how good they are against some of the teams that they've played, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
All right, moving on to the NFL. There are two games that the point spread was pretty close, so I just took those two playoffs games, and it was
there's a lot of great games this weekend.
Yeah. And there are a lot of flushers, too. So
yeah,
I mean,
that
aren't going to be good.
Yeah, can't dispute that.
Yeah, especially Tampa Bay, but we'll get
of course,
that later.
We'll get into that later.
Rams versus Seahawks, go ahead and start off with this one, since John's a homer for this one, too. He's over here popping his fingers, he's ready to talk about it, but I'm going to start first saying, I have no idea how this game's going to play out. My guess is it's going to be close. I think it's all on the Seahawks if they can put up points on the Rams defense. The Rams are good for a solid 24 points a game, but they also don't let teams score more than 20.
Right.
So it depends if they can stop Russell Wilson. Then the Rams have to go on to the next round and then see how that would go for them.
It also depends on who's going to start a quarterback for the Rams, too, as Jared Goff could be back, but that's not saying that he will be. John Wolford played phenomenal in that closer where they had to win to get into the playoffs. And, I mean, he threw a pick on his first throw, but after that, he was fantastic. He was the first quarterback in history, just fun fact, to throw for over 200 yards and rush for 50 in their first NFL start ever.
All right, Homer. Just take off your
just a fun fact
just,
there.
Just take hey, off your Homer glasses.
It's true. NFL history.
Yeah. All right, Ravens versus Titans. This is going to be a great game, really, because similar to the other game, this one will go down to defense. Can the Titans stop Lamar Jackson, who's been awesome for like the past 6 weeks? Mm-hmm. Or will Henry run over everyone and Peyton Tannehill throw for 400 yards?
Yeah, I don't know. This one's going to be a battle, and it's going to be a battle in the trenches, but there's going to be a lot of speed too with Derrick Henry trying to do his thing. And don't forget about Ryan Tannehill, who has looked at times like Peyton Tannehill, and we'll see if they can kind of contain him and make them a one-dimensional team. And for the Ravens, I mean, this is that offense going to be able to show up? Is Lamar Jackson going to be able to run over them? Like, so I don't know.
He's not going to run over them. He's going to run around them.
Around them, yeah.
that's what he does. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about it a little bit more later on whenever we do the betting odds and pick'ems. But, man, I would just give you a preview on this. I wouldn't bet on this one.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, I would stay away from the Ravens-Titans game.
All right, and on to our next segment, new coach, who dis?
Man, we should have made some theme music for that, because that's actually a really good segue.
Yeah, so there's really not any head coaches' names, mostly because some of the names are playing in the playoffs right now, so no one's gone ahead and been like, all right, well, you're my guy. Anyways, the Chargers, which is surprising to me that they made a coaching change. I didn't see this one coming. CBS Sports suggested Urban Meyer, Brian Daboll. Is that it?
Daboll? Yeah, Brian Daboll.
And Jason Garrett. Well, I don't think they'll get the first one. They should avoid the last one. So welcome to L.A., Brian.
Well, yeah. You know what? I don't know. I think this could actually be a fit for Urban Meyer. I think he could work with a young guy like Justin Herbert, and that is a relatively young offense that they have. That's why the veteran Keenan Allen. So, I mean, that's what he's used to. I don't know. I think if there is a fit for him, I think it would be that.
All right. What about the Jets? They're looking at Eric Bieniemy. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Also, Matt Eberflus and Arthur Smith. This is interesting. Who do the Jets want to be? Are they wanting to be like the nerdy girl moving to a new school? You know, be who you want to be. Or do they want to rack up a bunch of points? They would go with Bieniemy. But then, if they don't want to allow points, Eberflus. Arthur Smith is a good option if they had a good running back.
I think their defense is easier to fix than their offense, so I'm going to say that they should go after Eric Bieniemy, and he's arguably the smartest offensive coordinator out there right now.
All right, what about the Texans? Brian Daboll, Jim Caldwell, and Joe Brady. Brian Daboll is a Bama guy, so I think he'd fit in well with Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
Jim Caldwell is going to be fired in 2 years. And it doesn't matter where he goes. And Joe Brady isn't a great option. He didn't do a ton with Carolina.
Right.
The sample size saying. I mean, he might be a great motivator, might be a great coach. But at this point, with the way that Carolina played on offense this year, I wouldn't want to go with him.
You know, this is a good situation for anybody that they're walking into as the Texans. I mean, they were in pretty much every one of their games this year, despite their record being 4-12, what it is. Career numbers that Deshaun Watson put up this year. I mean, it's a great situation. And if you're going to hire someone, I think this is a great situation for Brian Daboll to walk into.
All right, take a look at the Jags. Urban Meyer again. Robert Saleh. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Eric Bieniemy, and let's see, most people think that this is actually where Urban's going to go. Usually stuff like this usually comes true for giant rumors like this, and with the option of getting Trevor Lawrence in, that's a pretty good deal for him.
I think because of the fact that they're the youngest team in the NFL and he works so well with young teams, that's what people are thinking, and with the young quarterback and such. Robert Saleh, though, they need some defense. They need to be able to stop some guys because they're going to have a talented offense either way you look at it. With Trevor Lawrence, they got a good running back. So I think Robert Saleh could be a good pick there. That would be my pick anyway.
But also, you have to remember the Khan family has more money than literally anyone on the
planet.
That
is true, and probably more connections, too.
Yeah. Lions are looking at Robert Saleh, too, Eric Bieniemy, and Marvin Lewis for some reason.
How does Marvin Lewis sneak up into this one? That's my question.
Saleh has done well with the 49ers as a defensive coach, but I think you need offense in Detroit to work, especially with there being like a couple seasons left in Matthew Stafford and Marvin Lewis needs to go and, you know, work for the NFL Network. And I'm just saying, Marvin Lewis is like Jim Caldwell, and he's going to be fired in a couple
of years. Yeah, I really, this one's kind of a toss-up to me, because honestly, you could go either way, offense or defense. If I were them, I'd probably go defensively. So, I mean, Saleh might be somebody that you'd want to take a look at, or some others, in which, by the way, I have a list of some other potentials as well. We'll go through that in a minute. But, yeah, I guess it really depends. You have a service bowl quarterback and offense, a great rookie running back DeAndre Swift, obviously Matthew Stafford the quarterback, so you know, it'd be a great place for to hire either defense or offense. So I really don't know. It's a kind of a toss-up there.
All right, then finally, the Falcons are looking at Eric Bieniemy, Robert Saleh, and Raheem Morris didn't do that great as the interim coach.
I wouldn't say he didn't do that great. They improved a lot.
But, I mean, they still didn't really win games.
They didn't. They struggled, but it's not easy for any coach to just take over midseason and all of a sudden then you're, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs. So,
yeah. Well, Eric Bieniemy, I mean, he would do better elsewhere than there. Mm-hmm. Aside from having a veteran quarterback who only has a couple of years left in him, probably, yeah, along with a veteran wide receiver who also only has a couple seasons left in him. So, right. I'm not really sure on that, but Robert Saleh may keep the team from doing a collapse like they did for the first five games.
That is true.
That'd be the one that I would pick.
The Falcons need defense, honestly, yeah, and that's where I think they have to make a hire, is their defensive on their defensive coaching side. And offensively, I mean, they have plenty of playmakers. They have Calvin Ridley, who's right up there. Justin Gage, a lot of good receivers. So I mean, they have plenty of weapons on the offense that they're able to work with. Defensively is where their problems are.
And our next new segment, how does Doug Peterson still have a job? It's
mind-boggling, yeah, honestly.
It's like he fell apart this season, and I'm kind of blown away that he was able to manage the team, the players, the personnel so poorly this year.
Right.
They don't have low morale. They have no morale.
Yeah, no, there's none right now. And I don't know. I mean, I guess his whole saving grace was just getting Jalen Hurts in at quarterback, but you know, they
did play better whenever Hurts was in.
They played a lot better. They, you know, had a better chance at winning games. The offense played better, but it really is kind of mind-boggling to me how he still has a job, and he still could lose it.
He still could, yeah. They haven't decided to pull the trigger on it. I don't think they will, because he won.
I don't think they will either. Right,
but
and that's his other saving grace. That, yeah, you know, he's only 3 years away from that. So
yeah, I mean, it's not a. What is it, the Auburn coach, Gus, Gus Mansell?
Yes.
Yeah, where he won a national championship. So they at least waited like, you know, 6 or 7 years before they fired him for not winning.
Exactly. So,
Jax can't fix your fantasy football team anymore. So RIP.
Nope, season's over. I won my championship, by the way. Yeah. Just going to throw that out there. Yeah, no, want some money.
Well, good for that. You can buy drinks next.
No.
Yeah, we know. And finally, let's take it. Take a look at the betting odds and pick'ems. Starting out with college basketball, number 17, Oregon, plays Colorado tonight, which is Thursday. Colorado is favored by 2. I'm going to go ahead and go with Oregon.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oregon. I was kind of shocked at the points spread on this one, but yeah, I'm with Oregon.
Number 5, Iowa takes on Maryland tonight also. Iowa's favored by 6. Going to stick with Iowa.
I'll stick with Iowa, too. It's tough for anyone to keep up with their offense.
Number 8, Wisconsin taking on Indiana, which they're going to lose to Wisconsin.
Yes.
Wisconsin's favored by 8. There's no reason to take Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana's got some problems this year. I'm going to go with Wisconsin all the way.
Side note, Archie is probably going to lose his job this year.
Yeah, very likely.
He should have lost it last year, but whatever.
Agreed.
It's just my humble opinion on that. The number 1 Zags playing tonight, taking on BYU. Zags are favored by 17. I'd go ahead and give them like an extra 20 points on that, really.
Yeah, who's going to be able to stop the Zags? The Zags are going to run up and down in this one.
All right, number 12, Illinois versus Northwestern. That's tonight as well. Illinois is favored by 7. I'm going to go with Northwestern. I'm going to pick the upset here.
I'm going to go with Northwestern in the spread. I don't know that they'll win the game, but I think it's going to be closer than 7. I think it's going to come down to last possession could be.
Number 23, Michigan State takes on Purdue Friday. It's the only game. No spread on that yet. There's no reason to think that Purdue is going to be anywhere nearly as good as Michigan State.
No. Yeah, Michigan State all the way in that one.
Number 7, Creighton takes on St. John's Saturday morning. Creighton all the way with them. They're good.
Man. It's a really good Creighton team this year. They're one of the top teams, absolutely.
It's a good year for the Big East.
Yes.
In general. Number 15, Rutgers taking on Ohio State. Going to go with Ohio State on this. I think they'll pull the upset off.
I am going with Rutgers because of this. The Ron Harper Jr. factor. That's right. Ron Harper's son is their leading scorer, and he's going to carry him to victory.
If you say so. All right, number 21, Duke taking on Wake Forest. I was very torn on this. I was so close to going with Wake on this because Duke hasn't played in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They're out of basketball shape, but also they've played just as many games as Wake Forest, so that means Wake Forest has probably been on a pause too.
Right, and it's not your typical Duke top 10 team this year either. They're not as stellar as they've been in the past, but at the same time, I'm going to go with Duke.
Number 4, Texas taking on number 14, West Virginia. We talked about this. This is happening on Saturday. I'm going with Texas.
I'm going with Texas as well. I think they just got too many weapons, and they're hitting their stride at the right time. They just came off a great week where they destroyed a top 5 Kansas team as well. So, I'm going with Texas. They play really good defense.
Number 4, Tennessee taking on Texas A&M. I'm just going to go ahead and say Buzz Williams. I'm sure you noticed that on my note. But
yes,
Buzz Williams is the new coach at Texas A&M. And if you watched Virginia Tech, he built that team up and then bailed on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a really good team.
They are, yeah, absolutely.
So he can coach.
He can.
So I wouldn't sleep on with a number 9 Tennessee team that tends to Tennessee falls.
I know Tennessee's iffy, but at the same time, I'm going with Tennessee. I'm liking the way they're playing right now.
I mean, they don't have Admiral Schofield or anything anymore, so I don't know how much I trust them. Anyways, going on to Virginia, number 22, Virginia, taking on Boston College. Going to go ahead and stick with Virginia.
I'll stick with Virginia as well, yeah.
And Tony Bennett, we trust.
Yes.
Number 25, FSU, taking on Pitt. I'm going to say Pitt with Jeff Capel and his bag of money.
His bag of money. I'm going to go with FSU. I like FSU's team. I think they got a good squad, so I'm going to go with them.
Number 2, Baylor taking on TCU. I was back and forth on this one as well. Jamie Dixon's a really good coach.
Yes.
I still think Baylor's kind of unproven. So I'm going to go with Baylor, but if the point spread is like over 8 points, I wouldn't take it.
I'm a big fan of the way that Baylor plays. They're very athletic. I mean, it's just nonstop, like against these guys. And I'm going to go with Baylor in this one because, they're actually one of my favorite teams that I've watched all year. So, yeah.
Number 11, Houston taking on Tulane. And I don't know why either of these teams are ranked, but I'm going to go with Houston.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Houston in this one as well. I haven't really seen enough from Tulane to really think that they can overcome Houston. So,
number 18, Texas Tech taking on Iowa State. I'm going to go with Texas Tech on this one.
Texas Tech as well. Yep.
Number 6, Kansas versus Oklahoma. This isn't a good Oklahoma year. It's
Texas Tech. It is not. I'm going to go with KU in this one. I think they're going to rebound off what they did this past week when they came up short against Texas. I mean, came up really short against them, but they're going to come back and win this one.
Number 19, Clemson taking on an unranked UNC on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to stick with UNC. But I don't really understand why Clemson's ranked, man. They're not that good. There are a lot of teams that are ranked this year that is like they shouldn't be where they are, or they should at least be lower.
I mean, it's a tough way to judge it, I guess, because some of the games are so spread out because of the cancellations, postponements, and such. But I'm going to go ahead and take UNC in this one as well.
Number 13, Mizzou taking on LSU, and I don't think Shaq's son can propel them past Mizzou, so I'm going to go ahead and go with Mizzou.
Yeah, Mizzou's, they like to play with that 4 or 5 guard set sometimes, and they're just a tough team to play against all around, so Mizzou, yeah.
And then we've got Oregon again, number 17, Oregon, taking on Utah. No Rick Majerus, no win for Utah, so I'm going with Oregon.
I'd agree with that assessment. I'm going to go with Oregon.
All right, NFL playoffs. Colts are taking on the Bills Saturday. I'm going to see the Bills are favored by 6.5. I'll go with the Bills. I think it's going to be close, but I'll still go with them.
I got to go with the Colts against the spread, but I think the Bills are going to win this game. But I think it's going to be closer than that 6.5 spread, so I will take them for that. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring matchup. I think Bills aren't going to be able to run up and down the field like they have been in recent weeks.
All right, Rams taking on the Seahawks Saturday. Rams or Seahawks are favored by 3.5. I'm going to stick with the Seahawks.
I'm going with the Rams, no matter who they start at quarterback. And I'm going to tell you why right now. Because
or who they play.
Listen, first off, I've picked against the Rams a few times this year, okay? But I'm going to tell you why I'm going with them. They're getting Cooper Kupp back this week. They're getting Andrew Whitworth back at left tackle this week. They're getting Michael Brockers back at defensive tackle this week. They're getting healthy. They have everyone back. They didn't have Cam Akers two weeks ago when they played Seattle and lost. They have their running back. And they have their backfield back now. So I'm going to go with the Rams, no matter who they start at quarterback, although I'm going to think that John Wolford starts and leads them to victory.
All right, Washington takes on the Bucs Saturday. The Bucs are favored by 8.5. Stick with the Bucs.
I'm going to stick with Tom Brady. If there was a no doubter, well, actually, the next
one. There are
three
of them.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Yeah. But this would be one of the ones that I'd pick for this week would be a no doubter, Tom Brady and the Bucs.
See, Ravens versus Titans. Ravens were favored by 3.5. I'll go ahead and stick with the Ravens.
I'm going to go with the Titans in this one. I just think that their offense is going to be, even for the Ravens defense, which is very tough, I think the Titans got too much firepower. And especially if they can't stop Derrick Henry or contain him for that matter, then they're going to have a tough time against the play action with Ryan Tannehill going over the top of that with that offense.
All right, the Saints versus the Bears. This is one of the other ones. It's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Saints are favored by 10, probably win by like 30.
I'm picking Saints. I picked Saints by 24. I was going to make a point to be like, that's my point spread. So I'm wrong if it's anything within that. Just give it to the Bears if it's within 24.
And then the Steelers' first string is going to play the Browns' first string this week. The Steelers are favored by 6. I think they'll win by more than that.
You know what? I don't know. I'm going to go with the Browns, actually. I mean, with the upsets. This was my upset of the week.
No. It's not even going to be close. They could barely beat the Steelers with a terrible backup quarterback.
I mean, it's going to come down. Will they be able to stop that running package, you know, with all their starters, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt?
All right. And finally, the NCAA championship game is Monday. Bama is taking on Ohio State. Bama's favored by 8. Gonna stick with Bama.
I'll stick with Bama too. As impressed as I was watching Ohio State against Clemson, and make no mistake, that was an impressive job by Justin Fields, just playing through that injury and even just finishing out the game, but playing at the level that he did with that injury against them. That was impressive, but I think Alabama's just got too much firepower, and they're gonna win this one.
All right, well, that's gonna do it for us. We made it back into. You know, our shred, we have more content made into 2021. Not looking so great on the national standpoint, but you know what? We got sports, and we also have some social media handles, John.
That's right. On Facebook and Twitter, at Pregame Matt Jacks, and that's Matt with one T in there.
Yeah. So make sure you go ahead and give us a follow, and make sure you, you know, follow our podcast wherever you get it, Spotify, through the apps that we have, the various apps, the KGAB apps or anything else, just go ahead and, you know, click a little follow on there, and it'll let you know whenever the stuff's out.
That's right.
All right, catch you next week.
Bye. You just listened to The Pregame with Matt and Jax.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.